This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added 1,500 jobs last month, but the picture is more complicated than a single number. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
It turns out Colorado's job gains all came from the government in October. The private sector actually lost 200 jobs. The construction sector saw the biggest loss, 1,400 jobs. State economist Ryan Gedney says it's higher interest rates that's dragging down the construction business.
Kind of like what we're seeing with other industries like finance and insurance that are interest rate sensitive.
Meanwhile, the unemployment rate went from 3.2% to 3.3%, still low by historical standards. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
As Denver's Mayor Mike Johnston continues to work to shelter 1,000 people by December 31st, some city council members are raising concerns. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Councilmember Stacey Gilmore is stepping down as chair of the Homelessness and Safety Committee. She's frustrated with the mayor's plan to shelter 1,000 people experiencing homelessness by the end of the year. Gilmore says Johnston is consolidating poverty into communities of color, and she wants more transparency, public input, and communication from the mayor. Johnston says his office is moving with urgency and will keep council informed in a rapidly changing situation. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
There are 280 Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed COVID cases. That's up 36 from last week and the most since the start of the year. Public health officials recommend getting the latest COVID vaccine. So far, about 13% of Colorado's eligible population have done so. Colorado skiing opens up this week with many resorts welcoming their first customers of the season. Steamboat, Beaver Creek, and Crested Butte opened yesterday. Today it's Aspen Snowmass, and tomorrow the lift starts spinning at Powderhorn. Saturday's opening is House and Hill. That's in Steamboat Springs and smaller and older than the bigger resort in town. Telluride was set to open this weekend, but that has been postponed until December 2nd. This is CPR News.